This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House Office of Management and Budget told federal agencies they must mandate masks indoors in federal buildings for all employees and visitors, regardless of vaccination status in areas of substantial or high COVID-19 community transmission. This according to an email seen by Reuters. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued guidance Tuesday that vaccinated people should wear masks indoors in areas of substantial or high COVID-19 transmission. In an email sent to all federal agencies late on Tuesday, Jason Miller, OMB's Deputy Director for Management, said in line with CDC guidance, quote, in areas of substantial or high community transmission, agencies must require all federal employees, on-site contractors, and visitors, regardless of vaccination status, to wear a mask inside of federal buildings. As of today, that includes the Washington, D.C. area, end quote. Once again, the White House saying federal employees must mandate masks indoors. Tokyo has set an all-time high for new coronavirus cases, exceeding 3,000 for the first time in coming days after the start of the Olympics. Wednesday's new cases exceeded an earlier record set the day before and brought the total for the Japanese capital to nearly 207,000 since the pandemic began early last year. Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. The American gymnast superstar has withdrawn the all-round competition to focus on her mental well-being. At a news conference, the Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams says one of the big discussions was setting up services for those in need.
There is, in the village, on top of all the psychologists and so on that we have there, there is also a helpline in 70 languages, which will keep going after the games.
This is VOA News. COVAX is expecting to receive 250 million donated COVID-19 vaccine doses over the next 6 to 8 weeks, the World Health Organization said Wednesday. The influx of doses is a major boost for the program, which aims to ensure poorer countries can access shots. So far, it has delivered 152 million vaccine doses to 137 participating territories. Under COVAX, the 92 poorest countries can access shots for free, with donors covering the costs. South Africa will send nearly 1,500 troops to Mozambique to help the country battle jihadist militants wreaking havoc in the north of the gas-rich nation, Parliament said Wednesday. Parliament also said in a statement that President informed them that he's authorized the troops in support of Mozambique to, quote, combat acts of terrorism and violent extremists, end quote. At least 8 people, including a soldier, were killed in 2 separate attacks in the troubled Kivu region of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, a local source and the army said Wednesday. Louis Thembo told AFP, Allied Democratic Forces fighters had raided the commune of Bulongo in Beni in North Kivu overnight, killing 4 women and 2 men. Bulongo's mayor confirmed the attack to AFP as well as the preliminary toll. In the neighboring South Kivu province, the army said 2 people, including a civilian businessman and a soldier, had been killed Wednesday in an attack on a public bus. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya Wednesday morning and expressed support for democracy and human rights in the former Soviet Republic. Mr. Biden wrote in a Twitter post he was honored to meet with her at the White House and that, quote, the United States stands with the people of Belarus in their quest for democracy and universal human rights. A young Ugandan weightlifter who disappeared in Japan after failing to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics was charged Wednesday with conspiracy to defraud, his lawyer said. The man vanished from an Olympic training camp after learning he did not meet standards to compete in the Games. It made headlines around the world. The 20-year-old was found several days later and flown home to Uganda, where government officials said he would undergo counseling. But he was swiftly taken into police custody and charged Wednesday before being released on a police bond. July 29th marks the anniversary of a wedding that captivated many, the marriage of Prince Charles to Princess Diana, July 29th, 1981. It led news bulletins across the globe. It was not a fairy tale ending, though. Charles and Diana divorced in 1996. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.